أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And oh my goodness, the countdown begins. The countdown to the most awesome month of Ramadan. And today, I'd like to look at a dua from Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah. Remember, this is known as the Psalms of Islam. It's the dua is dictated by Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin al-Islam. And I mean, they're just something else. You know, buy yourself one of these books or download it. And the duas are just something else. So this is dua number 44. And it's the dua for the coming of the month of Ramadan. So Imam starts the dua by praising Allah. So Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihamdihi. Praise belongs to Allah who guided us to his praise. I mean, each sentence you could go in and read again and again. But when it comes to the month of Ramadan, he says, Walhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala min tilka subuli shahrahu. Praise, that is gratitude and thanks, belongs to Allah who appointed amongst these roads to go to him his month. Now which month? Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. Shahr al-Siyam, the month of fasting. Wa Shahr al-Islam, the month of submission. Wa Shahr al-Tuhur, the month of purifying. Wa Shahr al-Tamhis, the month which will test us. Wa Shahr al-Qiyam, the month of standing in Salah. And then he quotes an ayah of Quran, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, the month in which the Quran was sent down, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, a guidance to human beings, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and a clear sign of that, of guidance, and that which separates right and wrong. Then Imam says, فَأَبَانَ فَضِيلَتُهُ عَلَى سَائِرِ الشُّهُورِ, he clarified its excellence over other months. Now, how did he do it? بِمَا جَعَلَ لَهُ مِنَ الْحُرُمَاتِ الْمَوْفُورَةِ وَالْفَضَائِلِ الْمَشْهُورَةِ, by many sacred things and well-known excellences that he placed within it. Now, how did he do that? He made unlawful in this month what he declares lawful in other months. For example, وَحَجْرَ فِيهِ الْمَطَاعِمَ وَالْمَشَارِبِ, he prohibits food and drink in it so that he's honoring the month. Imam says, ثُمَّ فَضَّلَ لَيْلَةً وَاحِدَةً مِنْ لَيَالِهِ عَلَى لَيَالِ أَلْفِ شَحْرٍ وَسَمَّاحَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَادْرِ. And then he made one of its nights surpass the nights of 1,000 months, and he named it لَيْلَةُ الْقَادْرِ, the night of decree. Which in the Quran, Imam says, تَنَزَّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٍ. In it, the angels and the spirit descend by the permission of their Rabb with every command, and then there is peace. He continues to say, there's constant in blessing until the rising of the dawn upon whoever he wills of those who are connected to him according to the decisions that he makes firm. What do we ask for? So in our dua, Imam teaches us, he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali, walhimna ma'arifata fadlihi, inspire us with the knowledge of its excellence, to respect its awesomeness, to caution ourselves against what has been forbidden within it, help us to fast in it by restraining our limbs from acts of disobedience towards you. Let us not put our ears to idle talk or our eyes to diversion or stretch our hands to that which is forbidden. I'm going to paraphrase some of the stuff where Imam says, make us attend to our 5 prayers within its bounds. Success by tightening our bonds with those who are related to us with devotion and gifts, Imam says. Make us attach ourselves to our neighbors with bestowal and giving. Make us purify our possessions by giving sadaqah, by giving charity. Make us go back to the one who has gone far away from us. Treat the one justly who has wronged us. My goodness. And then Imam says, make peace with the one who has shown enmity towards us, except the one who is an enemy to you. And make us seek nearness to you through good deeds, which will purify us from our sins and preserve us from renewing our mistakes. And then I love this bit where Imam says, Allahumma inni as'aluka bihaqqi hadha ash-shahr. Oh Allah, I ask you by the right of this month, by this awesome month, make us worthy of the generosity that you have promised your friends. اللهم صل على محمد وعلي، وامحق ذنوبنا مع محاك هلاله.
Erase our sins with the going of its crescent moon. O Allah, fill this month with our attachment, our worship of you. Adorn its times with our obedience towards you. Help us during the daytime with its fast. وفي ليله على الصلاة والتضرع إليك والخشوع لك. And in its night with prayer and pleading towards you with humility. And finally, O Allah, make us like this in the other months and days, as long as you give us life. Place us amongst your righteous abd, your righteous servants, those who shall inherit Jannah, therein living forever, those who give what they give while their hearts shake that they are returning to their Rabb, those who compete in good works and winning. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to make this Ramadan the best of Ramadans, where we can strive to reach our full potential, so that when the angel of death comes and says, time up, we can say, thank you for life. We did our best in every aspect of our life to leave the world a better place than what we found it in. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ